President Trump praised Attorney General William Barr on Fox News today, calling Barr a man of unbelievable credibility and courage. He was responding to the Justice Department's move yesterday to drop charges against Michael Flynn, the president's former national security advisor. Flynn had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. Joining us now is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, first of all, what do you make of this Flynn news?
Well, what I make of it first and foremost is that the president doesn't like issuing pardons for people who've been convicted in his Justice Department, even if it was under the special prosecutor's domain. But the other thing I make of it is that there's going to be a huge morale problem in the Justice Department. This is really unprecedented. The only similar kind of thing I can think of, and it really isn't similar, is when Eric Holder, the Democratic Attorney General in the Obama administration, dropped charges against the Republican Senator Ted Stevens, who'd been convicted, in a very messy trial where the judge kept pressing about prosecutorial misconduct, and then more stuff came out. And Holder thought that it was just a travesty of justice, and he dropped the charges. And afterwards, there actually was an investigation of misconduct. This is nothing like that. First of all, this is Bill Barr, who has done the president's bidding in many controversial ways. And this is definitely the most controversial. And, you know, I've covered the department on and off for decades, and I just... Not since Watergate, where they hid what they were doing because it was they were doing the president's bidding. Here they're right out in front.
We will continue to watch what happens with that story. But I want to ask you about what's happening with the Supreme Court, because this has just been an extraordinary week with the court having oral arguments over the phone. What struck you this week as you listened to the court?
Well, it was a very different kind of argument, super organized, because it has to be. They can't see each other. Counsel can't see them. So they go in order of seniority. And it was interesting, and it was great for the public to hear it. But I suspect they'll be very glad when they can resume oral arguments next year, assuming they can, and see counsel, and counsel can see them. I mean, these are very big cases. And next week are some of the biggest of the term, the Trump subpoena cases, a big case involving the Electoral College, and a big religion case. And this past week, we had a big case involving Obamacare and birth control. So these are some of the most consequential cases of the term. They have to be done this way. I'm quite sure that the court will not be able to finish by the end of June, as it usually does, that it will go well into July.
Nina, there was also the news this week that the 87-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized because of a gallbladder condition. She has been released from the hospital, but she has had a number of health issues recently. What are you hearing about this? What should we make of this latest news?
Well, you know, she's fragile. She's 87 years old. She is tough as nails and hasn't dropped a stitch in her brain. But her little body is littler than ever, and it's subject to assault. But she participated very vociferously in arguments on Wednesday from Johns Hopkins Hospital. She just seems to tough it out.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Nina. While the court was dealing with so many things this week, the Senate has been confirming the president's judicial nominees at a record pace. This week, there was a hearing on Justin Walker, a 37-year-old district court judge nominated for a seat on the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. There's a lot of controversy about him.
He's an extremely controversial choice. First of all, he's nominated for the D.C. Circuit, and most of the time, those nominees come from the District of Columbia or the surrounding areas and are specialists, to some extent, in administrative law. He's 37 years old. He's from Kentucky. He's an ally of Mitch McConnell. He's been a district court judge for quite a short time and was found unqualified for that position by the American Bar Association. I think I saw that now he's been rated qualified or well qualified for the Court of Appeals seat. What's interesting to me about this is how the Republicans have not only abolished filibuster rules, actually the Democrats at the end of the Obama administration abolished the filibuster rules for lower court judges because they were being almost universally blocked by McConnell. So the Republicans come in, they abolish the filibuster rule for the Supreme Court, and eventually they also abolish all the other sort of minor procedural rules that would allow the opposition party to drag things out. So there really is no way for the Democrats to slow down the Walker train, no matter how controversial he is. And in a time of pandemic, it's very hard to get the public's attention about a judicial nominee. It's hard in the best of times. It's really hard in these times.
That is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thank you.
You're welcome.